Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He joins us now.
Head coach.
On the Beauforting tap line. There is Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari. All right, David, how are you this afternoon, man?
Good. A little tired, but I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good.
How does it feel to be an offensive mastermind?
David, don't take the bait.
I'm not.
Come
on, man. That's good stuff. If they would listen to you more, we'd run the football more.
But seriously, though, is that something that you'll do often, or did you just catch something there where you thought you saw a vulnerability that you guys could expose and voiced it in the huddle?
I really don't like to have input because at the end of the day, I just do my job and that's it.
There you go.
He's modest, too.
There you go.
There's a few times where I'll just kind of notice something, see how the defense, the line or defense is playing us, and then I'll kind of just raise a question. I'm not ever really telling anyone what to do. I'm just saying, hey, if they're doing this, this would be a really good compliment to what we have done so far in this game. So going to that game, I just remember talking to Aaron and just saying, hey, you know, with the way they're playing this run, we should go to one of these plays that we have. It's something that I've all repped in a – We can easily run it out there on the field. Thankfully, he got to it, which helped us out.
I think you can become a trend center and make more money for your position. If left tackle start calling plays in the huddle instead of the quarterbacks, I think we've got something new to go with here, David.
I mean, if they want to put more on my plate, sure. They're going to put more on my pocket.
Absolutely, right. That's exactly right.
Talking with Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show, as we do every Tuesday. David, a lot of people throwing around the phrase must win concerning last night's game, including that guy who we just heard, your quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. He stopped just short of calling it a must win game. Was it necessary to get that win last night to keep this season alive for you guys and playoff hopes alive, or are we overstating that?
I think everyone's important, especially when it comes down to crunch time, and I think necessary is the best way to put it. I don't think it was a must win, but definitely necessary when it comes down to it at the end of the season. Having that be a win instead of a loss can definitely help us. But as of right now, I mean, it wasn't a must win game. You know, like, it's not like we're in week 15, week 16.
Hey, David, I saw a question and a comment. To play with Montgomery, you know, they real fast, you split them out, four guys to the left, one guy to the right, and just throw it out. Is that a new wrinkle, or you guys pretty much have had that play and was waiting for the right opportunity? Because the only reason why I asked is because McCarthy said last week he left some plays that he wanted to run against Detroit. And it seemed like that caught San Francisco by surprise.
I'd say it was a new wrinkle.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on from that because I don't want to get too deep into that. Hey, what are we doing for the bye week? Now, I know what you're going to do. You're going to take home some film, and you're going to study the Rams and look at their front because they got a pretty good front. I mean, I know you're going to go get your hair cut maybe. You know, maybe get a facial and get your pedicure and all that. But what are you going to do?
That's what you think I'm doing.
You got to take care of them feet now. You got to take care of the feet and trim the hair up a little bit for this next run. So what are you going to do for the bye week?
You know, me, my girlfriend, and my family, we're going to go back to San Francisco. That's where I'm from. Just spend the week kind of just relax, kind of get away from the game itself.
So you a 49er fan growing up?
Yeah, I grew up. I grew up probably 20 minutes away from Candlestick.
Oh, did y'all boys know that?
I did not know. I knew you were from the area. I did not know you were that close to Candlestick.
Because I was wondering why he had that 49ers hat on in the locker room, and I didn't know why. It makes sense now.
No, you're just making stuff up.
I know. It's funny. It's just funny.
So was Steve Young your dude growing up? Did you get a chance to meet him at all while he was in town for ESPN coverage?
No. I mean, the guy I more remember watching was Garcia.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Garcia, Hurst, and Douglas on the D-line. I mean, definitely some
it was definitely some of the harder times when I was growing up watching the Niners.
Yeah, that was
rough.
So
where are you on the T.O. stance as a Niner fan of Garcia?
I saw the latter end of T.O.
Okay. So you didn't see him break out against the Packers then necessarily when that whole thing started?
No, because we was good with that.
No.
Don't bring that. There you go, David. Hey, yeah, back to the bye week. Don't take that bait, man. You're going to go out and relax a little bit. Now, you know people going to bring up this Aaron Jones stuff and Jamal Williams stuff because they keep saying it to McCarthy. You know you guys are going to run the ball. The weather is about to change, so you know you're going to run the ball a little bit. My problem, my question is, teams are going to start blitzing more, bring more four and five to one side to overload one side. Now, would you call the running back to come to help to that side, or would you guys just slide it, or you just wait on a call that no one knows, obviously you guys know it, to just get Aaron to just stop the free rush guy?
I mean, we have so many adjustments. It really just depends on which adjustment we want to have,
right,
and what play call we're running, because within that play call comes our certain adjustments. So certain play calls will call for bringing him in to help, and certain play calls will call for a full slide or even him just getting out. So it really kind of depends on what we're running, what scheme we're running.
So the back has to be involved in it for the most part, because if you slide, he has to go away from the slide. And if it's a miscommunication, you get a free runner. See, a lot of people put sacks on you guys when it may not be. And that's the reason why I'm getting into this. Some of the pressure may not be the five additional linemen. It could be a back, I mean, a miscommunication. It could be anything.
For people who don't really, or I'll say the average fan, what they need to understand is sacks can be, first and foremost, on the offensive line. They can also be on the running back. They can also be on the quarterback. And not a lot of people know this, but it can also be on the wide receivers.
Yep.
Their inability to get open forces the quarterback to want to hold onto the ball, which then creates an opportunity. Because, I mean, the time clock is supposed to be 2.5 seconds. Anything after that's a bonus.
Nice.
So there's so many different variables, but just at the end of the day, our job title is to block. And that's where usually, you know, most of the blame will fall on when an instance like that will happen.
That is David Bakhtiari, the Packers left tackle and play caller, and he joins us every Tuesday right here on the Wendy's Big Show.
So you
David,
notice I didn't even touch the girlfriend thing. I was going to try to find out what her Instagram was. I let
no,
it go.
Man.
I let it go.
We're gonna
let it go.
We're
going to
let you
man.
Go and go enjoy the bye week. Enjoy the girlfriend, the friends, the family, everything that goes along with it, man.
We
always,
let it go, man.
Always appreciate it when you join us. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Hey, tune in next week and maybe we'll find out.
There you go.
All right. All right. Will there be news? Will there
we
be
don't
news
know.
On
we'll
next
tune
week?
In
okay.
To find
All
out.
Right. We won't pry
we'll
right know. Now. Next week we'll pry. Thanks,
we
David.
We found out he's a 49er fan. We'll find out who he's dating next week.
We'll find out he's calling plays going forward for the Packers. We're going to find out.
He's your new offensive coordinator.
He's in charge. Aaron, shh.
Run my way.
Just in the huddle. Aaron, shh. Let me do it. Let me do this. Just
here's what I think. Here's what I think he just alluded to.
Game.
You guys tell me if I'm crazy.
Not he's getting married.
We might need to work a jewelry center sponsorship into his next appearance.
Oh, boy, I know a place he can go.
You think?
Yes, sir.
You better call him now. Get him a ring.
Oh, Dean, help him out now. I'm telling you, he helped me out.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.